Blog Talk Radio.
"1999, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror in graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace in activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand, stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted. Just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning, the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause, and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases, and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea. I am.
Thanks for tuning in to Hanson Awareness Radio. I am your host, Haru. And that song, I mean, that's Prince. The song is called One Song. And, you know, I had to use that song because that song pretty much sums up everything that's going on right now. And a lot of us are, like, collectively awakening right now. So I thought that song was perfect to revamp the platform. So thanks, everyone, for tuning in and supporting me in this and stuff like that. You know, it's a lot going on nowadays, you know what I mean? And what I do is I just help and I share what I know, you know, I share love, I share light, you know, with you guys and stuff. So I figure, you know, since my platform, you know, through Facebook, you know, has pretty much gotten I got more and more people, you know, to that's like minds that's collectively coming together. And so, you know, I feel that I'm the voice, you know, for a lot of people, you know, because a lot of people, they don't, I mean, they want to awaken, and they it's like something deep inside of them that says, you know, it's more to this life than, you know, the matrix, and it's more to it than this, you know. And I mean, I feel that I'm the voice, you know, to one of the voices, let me say that, one of the voices to, you know, just help make that happen and help us to come together. That's why I called my platform in 2013 when I started it, Enhancing Awareness, you know, a platform where we can all come together in unity, you know, and build and grow together, you know, share information together, and you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what this platform is about. So I'm happy to revamp it. I'm happy with the people who stood by me, who, you know, helped me say, Keith, you need to be doing this. You need to be doing radio. You need to be doing YouTube. You know what I'm saying? So I want to give a personal shout out to my brother, Jeremy Johnson, you know what I'm saying, who really, really, you mean a lot to me, bro. You know what I'm saying? You mean a lot to me, bro. I'm not going to cry, you know what I'm saying? But this is so powerful right now because I want to give shout out to the four energy. I mean, seeing numbers, you know, I know a lot of you guys are seeing numbers, synchronicity, you're wondering what's going on. We're going to talk about that on future shows. I do want to let you know that this is only going to be a short segment. You know, it was only scheduled for 30 minutes, you know, because I'm briefly coming on just to tell you what to expect from the show. And, yeah, just share some information. I mean, I'm not going to be teaching on this show, you know what I'm saying? But I will be kind of covering topics briefly. I will be covering just a little bit briefly on what to expect. So special shout-out to my girl, Kia Warren. I mean, Kia, she has been there for me, you know what I'm saying, through the thick and thin. I mean, the good and the bad, the, you know, through these retrogrades and, you know, my best friend passing recently, you know what I'm saying, 20 years. I mean, I took that very hard, you know. And, she's been there through me, you know, and Cam, you know what I'm saying. I mean, you guys been there through me, you know, through the darkest hour. And I definitely appreciate that. I appreciate y'all for that, you know. The fifth dimension, right? You know what I'm saying? The fifth dimension, which is of mine, is what, you know, we're coming into. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, moving out to third dimension matrix, you know what I'm saying? And we're, you know, our mindset, you know, we're getting all these different upgrades. People are experiencing all these different things, you know. So why not revamp the platform so we can all talk about it, so we can reach a broader audience, you know. So I'm here, guys. I made it. I did it. You know, I've been putting it off and putting it off, and, you know, people wonder, like, yo, what you doing, bro? Like, I mean, come on, you gonna do it or not? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the 4-4 energy has been strong, especially today. You know what I'm saying? I logged into my show just to kind of check everything, do some last-minute touches, because Blog Talk, if anybody know about Blog Talk or any kind of host or anybody know about Blog Talk, I mean, technical difficulties or man say, I had a few of them just starting the show just now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, here we go. But, you know, it happened. You know what I'm saying? The spirit guys are with me, you know, and they was not going to let this fail. You know what I'm saying? So shouts out to the 4-4 energy. You know what I mean? I've been seeing fours and nines lately. You know what I'm saying? So I know that that's pretty much putting my dreams into fruition. So, man, I'm excited. I'm excited. There's so much to come. You know, this is only the beginning. It's so much more to come. You know what I'm saying? And I know a lot of you probably tuning in and, you know, you're finally putting a voice to the man behind the screen. I'm real. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people question me, am I real? I'm like, what? But I mean, I understand that there are a lot of, you know, people that aren't, you know, real and genuine or whatever, but my friends know me and they know that I'm a genuine person. And, you know, I try to be as authentic as possible. Not try to be, I be authentic as possible. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they know that I share my most vulnerable selves with you all. So it's funny because I wrote a whole script, but the way that the energy flows, man, say. So just to let you know, this show is spontaneous. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to have all different kind of walks of life on this show. You know, I mean, I'm a student, you know, moreover a teacher or whatever. I don't know shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a student more than anything. I mean, I like to learn from you guys. You guys teach me every day, you know, so I'm going to have a lot of people on here teaching. What we're doing is we're sharing information, you know, enhancing awareness collectively. You know what I'm saying? That's the name of one of my groups. But, yeah, I mean, enhancing awareness, you know, is what is truly what this platform is about. So thank y'all for y'all support. Thank y'all for motivating me. Felicia Hill, I want to give a shout out to you. That's my man, say, Felicia, oh, man. That's my biggest motivator right there. I mean, she's a business entrepreneur, you know, who we had one phone conversation, you know what I'm saying? And she said, you know, Keith, sometimes we got to risk it all, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I left my job. I left corporate America. I left all that shit, you know what I'm saying? I was broke, you know, asked borrowing money, you know what I'm saying? And people didn't understand what I was going through because I really didn't tell nobody. You know, sometimes you really can't share your vision, you know what I'm saying, not in totally, you know, only with people who are trying to inspire you and, you know, help you grow and help you build. You know what I'm saying? We got to get rid of those energy vampires, you know, and we have to grow and build. So that's what I surround myself with. And I mean, that's why I'm here. Thank you, Felicia. You don't know how much you meant for me. I threw it all away, car, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? It's all material. We can't take that shit with us. What we can take with us is the experience here in that we incarnated to have. You know what I'm saying? Our mission, our experiences, that's what we take with us. So that's why I threw all that shit away to build my brand. You know what I'm saying? And just to let you know, I have my own business. I do tarot and I do oracle card readings. So the information is in the show link, you know, where you can go to book a reading, you know, or you can email me at harutheoracle@gmail.com if you want to schedule a session. My sessions are normally an hour long. I normally schedule for an hour long, but it really depends on you and how vulnerable and real you want to be with yourself, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you really got to be ready, you know what I mean? If you ain't ready to do your internal shit, don't hit me up, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, I only mess with... You know what I mean? You can hit me up. Yeah, if you're not ready, you can hit me up. I don't care. But the thing about it is, if you ain't ready for this real raw, you know what I mean? You know, I'm going to hurt your feelings. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just going to kind of let you know I'm real about it. You know, this growth, I mean, the ship that we in, you know, the universe. Not only you can't play with yourself, but the universe ain't playing with your ass. You know what I mean? Like, if no ass whooping is better, then the universe going to whoop your ass. You know, so, I mean, hey, if you like take that ass whooping, cool. But like they say, until you move, you know what I mean? So until you move, people. But just to let you know, I'm a guru of shadow work, you know what I'm saying? So shadow work is something that I really, really scholar in. So if you kind of like got internal blockages or anything like that, you know, I serve as the 1111 spirit guide, you know what I'm saying? I'm the one that leads the way. So that's who I am, Haru. You know, that's the name that I adopted. You know what I'm saying? My spiritual alter ego, if you will. And, yeah, so some of the topics that we're going to be discussing on the show, oh, I just want to let you know, too, like, you know, if anything on this show, I'm not here to debate. I'm not here to argue. None of that black conscious imbalance bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to watch out for a future show on that shit, too, because, man, say, the conscious community, I love y'all, I love my people, you know, but, I mean, everybody's my people, you know what I'm saying, black, white, everybody, you know what I mean, all that black power stuff, I mean, I get it, you know what I'm saying, but what y'all not seeing in the black conscious community is that sometimes we can get imbalanced in that shit, and all we doing is transferring the mindset, we transferring that religious mindset into the spiritual mindset. It don't work like that. Like, what the fuck are y'all like? Whoa. I mean, I had to back up. Like, you know what I'm saying? And some people that I really looked up to and, threw me under the bus when I even wanted to revamp this platform. You know what I'm saying? Threw me under the bus. Like, you can't, I mean, Debbie Downers. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, what is this shit? Like, I got an idea and y'all motherfuckers not supporting me. Okay, we ain't gonna go there with this show. You know what I'm saying? That ain't what this show about. But anyway. It's real out there in that black conscious community. Not black conscious community, but the conscious community, period. So, shadow work, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm very, very good at. So if you want to hit me up for that, you know, harutheoracle@gmail.com. I want to give a shout out to Lisa Fragrance and such. You know what I'm saying? Lisa, she's also a great entrepreneur who I look up to. Lisa, thank you, thank you, thank you. You are awesome. I love you to death. Thank you for sharing my you know, show tonight. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hit Lisa up, I mean, she got crystals, sage, incense, candles, anything like that. She has a whole website where you can get a whole bunch of goodies from her. You know what I'm saying? So hit her website up. It's Lisa Fragrance and Such. So I'm going to spell it out for you. LISAFRAGRANCE N, the letter N, and Such, SUCH.com. Go to her website. I'm going to go ahead and also include that in the link as well. Give a shout out to Christopher Simpson. I think that's you here in the queue. I see you, bro. Yeah, that's my boy, Chris. I mean, but yeah, man, that's what enhancing awareness is about. Damn, I got 9 minutes left. You know, that song kind of went kind of long. But, you know, everybody who supported me, thank you. If I don't say your name, thank you. Cameron Curry, I love you, bro. You know, I know we have our differences sometimes, but, you know, that's what it's about, building friendships. You know what I mean? So know that I love you. Angela Sims, Nikita Brown. I'm sorry, y'all. I love my people. You know what I'm saying? So I had to get a shout out to them. That we're going to be discussing on the show, you know, like seeing numbers, synchronicity. We're going to dive deep. You know what I'm saying? And then, too, I'm learning a lot. You know, like, I'm growing in a lot of areas where, like, I don't even know. Like, I have to admit, I don't even know. Like, you know, like, I'm getting deep in the chakras and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, man, say, Jamar Milton, I believe that's his name. You know, Lisa turned me on to him this week. And, man, I've been studying him like crazy, like glue, man. That's like, he genuine, man. He gets it. I love brothers like that. You know, brothers who understand the balance, you know what I'm saying? Like, brothers, we got to start to know how to balance ourselves, you know what I'm saying? A lot of our men, we balance in that egotistical masculine paradigm, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, we in the Aquarian age now, or in it, or shifting into it, or whatever. You know, I mean, we can't be on that shit no more. Y'all losing y'all women and shit because they on some more shit, and y'all still on that other shit. I'm telling y'all better get it together, like, for real. I mean, I'm going to be hard on the men this year in 18, like, yo, you know, all my sessions and shit, man, I probably get 5% out of the 80, you know, to the 80 of women, 5 of men. I mean, what's up with that, bro? I mean, what, man, come on, y'all. Y'all got to do better. But y'all greatness, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know y'all greatness, but y'all got to spark it. Seeing numbers, self-awareness, sexuality in all aspects, you know what I'm saying? So a couple of shows I got lined up that are kind of going to be very hard for me to do, but you know what I'm saying? I got to do them. But I also want to know you guys' ideas, you know, some of y'all ideas that you guys have. What else? Like, I always ask Facebook questions, you know what I'm saying? So some of my Facebook questions that I have, I'm going to bring them on the platform and we're going to discuss them, you know what I'm saying? Some real deep topics we be going into. Y'all know I love the goddess. Shout out to the goddess. I love y'all. As I put my fist up. I want to bring Key on. She want to say, I'm going to get her to say hello. Hold on 1 second. Key, are you there? Hey, Key. Oh, man. Hold on. Key, are you there? All right, I don't know what happened. I can't hear.
I'm here.
Oh, okay, you there. What's up, Kia?
Yes. Hey, you're doing so good.
Thank you.
I'm all listening, sharing.
Thank you so much for supporting me, walking me through this. You know how nervous I was. But I just want to say thank you. Kia's going to be on. You're welcome. Kia's going to be on future shows. You know, we're going to come together, you know, collectively. And Kia was just saying hi to y'all. I'm going to go ahead and mute you again, Kia, okay?
Okay, good.
All right, but shout out to the goddess. I love y'all to death. You know, I'm about empowering black women, you know, because, you know, in order to, you know, help change the nation, it starts with a black woman, you know what I'm saying? So I'll do everything in my power to empower the black men over anything, you know what I'm saying? And the black women in my life know that I'll do anything to protect them, you know what I'm saying? I'm still a protector by nature. Don't get it twisted. But anyway, shout out to the goddess, man. I love y'all to death. I'm going to do everything to empower y'all. I'm going to use this platform. We're going to use this platform to empower the world, to heal the woman. You know what I'm saying? In my sessions, that's what I do. I spark the woman. I heal the woman. And men say, after my readings, I'm had the goddesses to do their testimonies, how my readings help change their lives. You know what I'm saying? That's what I do. So we're going to talk about the love frequency. We're going to talk about negative and positive energy, you know, how they both intertwine, the yin and yang. You know, a lot of y'all like, no bad vibes, no bad. You know, nah, a lot of y'all motherfuckers just don't know how to handle or deal with negativity. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't rid the negativity, because the negativity is going to be there as a part of life. I mean, that's just a part of life's flow. The real question is looking at the mirror and see why the fuck you attract me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm just being real. So, I mean, that's just what it is. You know what I mean? So, you know, we got to do our self-work, y'all. We got to do our self-work. Now's the time. 2018 ain't playing with y'all ass. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, me and a few other people, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. Y'all thought we was crazy, but now y'all starting to see shit. You know, I love stories like, oh, Keith, you've been saying that for a long time. I just about 10 minutes before this message, you know what I'm saying? So I was like, Keith, I get it now. You've been saying this all along. Bro, I'm telling y'all, I mean, I'm glad y'all waking up, but I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Or you'll be left behind and you'll perish in this 3D dimension. And that's, ooh, I don't know what. I don't even want to imagine that. I got 4 minutes. Wow. Okay. The ego, you know what I'm saying? The ego is in balance. You know, what else about English language, how words are spelled? You know, watch what you say. Yeah, I mean, it's in a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to try to get a lot of holistic people, because we need to start eating right. I mean, I'm guilty, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes I ate a burger the other day and threw up everywhere. You know, we can't be putting these poison. I know, I'm just, man. But, you know, we can't be putting, I mean, I'm going to have people come on and talk about that. I want to get Rhonda on to talk about that. You know, she's really great at that. You know, I'm going to try to get in contact with her. I'm going to be in contact with a lot of y'all, you know what I'm saying? So be ready. You know, me and Jeremy, we got some ideas and we got some stuff lined up. My boy, love you, Jeremy. He's in Chicago celebrating New Year's. I think that's it. I think I covered everything. You know, our ancestors left the blueprint, and it's up to us to tune into the frequency of high vibration. You know what I'm saying? So what vibration are y'all on? All right? So I'm going to cut it right there, because I'm going to go ahead and Let me see, is there anything else that I want to cover? Yeah, I've been seeing this all week, you know, like you are powerful beyond what you once believed. You know what I'm saying? I've been seeing this all week. So that was a message like, do the thing, do your show. You know what I'm saying? Just start. Just get started. Just schedule it. So I just schedule it. So anyway, Enhancing Awareness Radio. That's where we at. That's a platform. Thank everybody for your support. I'm here. I'm the voice. We're going to do this thing. All right. Love y'all. I'm going to leave y'all with this quote. There is a divine purpose for all of your experiences that we go through. Grow and continue to trust your journey. All right. Till next time. Peace.
My friend, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do. I saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the highway, and more, much more than this. I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. And through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall and did it smile.
laughed and cried. I had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that. And may I say, not in a shy way, oh no, not me, I did it my way. For what is a man, what has he got, if not himself, then he has not the right to say the things he feels, and not the words of one who deals. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.